This week we examine outcome 2.2. This recording will be shorter than usual, but as with so many of the other outcomes, it is critically important. Please ensure that your students do this very thoroughly. The outcome reads, successfully explain a Bible passage to a group of people. And the reading is from 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. In addition to what you taught your students in Outcome 2.1, Ron Edmondson wrote an excellent article entitled 5 Questions to Help You Teach a Bible Passage, in which he says that after praying, he considers 5 questions about the Bible text. 1. What does it say? He wants to know what the verse or verses say in a way that he can understand it. He tries to understand the text within the context it was written in, including the time period, the location of writing, and the people to whom it was written. 2. What does it mean? He always allows Scripture to interpret Scripture first. He uses cross-references and word searches for specific words or phrases he may not understand or want to explore further to understand the passage in the context of the entire Bible. 3. How does it apply to my life? How can he apply the truth in the text to the way he lives his life? What changes does he need to make in his life? How should he live his life because of the truth in the text? He then uses commentaries or other writings to help him better understand the text. How does this passage, written so many years ago, have relevance for him today? 4. How does it apply to others? The next step is to ask, how can the people listening to this passage apply this text to their life? Edmondson says that he sees part of his job as helping listeners connect the passage to their life, the changes that they may need to make, and how to live out the truth of the text in their life. Of course, the real teacher is the Spirit of God, but he also knows God uses teachers to help people grasp biblical principles and apply them. 5. How can I communicate so that they will understand and apply it to their life? He tries to teach in a way that appeals to different learning styles in the room, captures and holds people's attention, and engages them in the message enough that they will consider the message even after it is delivered. So to recap, what does the passage say? What does it mean? How does it apply to my life? How does it apply to others? How can I communicate so that they will understand and apply it to their life? As you teach your students these important principles, I'm sure that they will be able to demonstrate this outcome. Let them actually do it in the group and also to you.